I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Wednesday afternoon. Hi, everybody.
First of all, it's gorgeous out.
Oh my God.
Outside with the dog today, and I'm like,
God, oh, it's so nice.
I thought it was going to be nasty. I think that's maybe tomorrow or the next day.
I think overnight tonight and then tomorrow.
Get outside, people. It is gorgeous.
Hang on, I'm checking the weather right now. We just aired it, but I wasn't paying any attention like a moron.
Did you see?
It's currently 55.
Oh, yeah.
And then pretty good chance, slight chance of rain tonight, freezing rain, down to 26, back up to 47 tomorrow. But check that, 54 tomorrow.
47. We are nearing the true winter here in Kansas City after our, what have we had, three false winters now?
Yes, yes.
Next week, by the way, for Christmas week, every day except Monday, and it comes right up on it. Every day is going to be in the 60s.
Next week.
Next week, yep.
So, speaking of weather.
So, the only night you need to drip your faucets or open your cabinets is tonight and tomorrow night.
Okay, you're going to trespass on your neighbor's lawn and undo the hose. It's tonight, tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
Speaking of weather, did you guys see last night? They have released the trailer for this new Steven Spielberg movie, and we were watching... I think we were watching the Duke game when it came on, and it's got this very ominous music at the beginning, and I'm not really paying attention, you know, I'm sort of in and out, and then I hear the words Kansas City, and everyone online goes nuts because Steven Spielberg's newest movie starring Emily Blunt is based in Kansas City. And Emily Blunt is in front of a weather map. You can see Wichita pinned behind her and then the very first part of Kansas City, sort of by her hip. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's standing there like Katie Horner.
And nice hips.
The very top left, it says, weather for Kansas City. Read that.
Weather the number four.
Read that, Fox 4. We know that this is a nod to Channel 4.
If you found out we weren't alone, if someone showed you, proved it to you, would that frighten you? Good morning, Kansas City. Let's take a look at today. Today is...
Okay, so stop it right here. She is the meteorologist. She says, good morning, Kansas City. You know, let's take a look at the weather today. And then she starts making these weird... clicking noises, and her eyes do this weird thing.
She having a stroke?
No, Sam, this is going to be something like Pluribus, where I think she's telling all the masses through her eyes something is happening. It looks so scary.
What's that click clack? Like,
don't know.
Is it like language?
I just said to Katie Horner, blink twice if you're an alien.
So you said it's just like pluribus. That means it's a run away from.
No,
that means
it sucks. No. Universal has not released an official synopsis of the film, other than it clearly most of it is based in Kansas City, but it was actually shot in, I think, New Jersey and New York. Though the tagline hints at aliens. It's called Disclosure Day.
People have a right to know the truth. It belongs to 7 billion people.
What is it?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. So I'm gonna show you.
What are you gonna do?
Full disclosure to the whole world. All at once.
Okay, eyes are changing colors.
Yeah.
This is not natural.
Katie Horner just wrote back, my secret is out. She's an alien, people.
People keep wondering.
All right, then there's crop, what are those things
crop
called?
Crop circles.
Circles.
So, you know, keep in mind, he did E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Wait, is he telling us what's going to happen when Three Eye Atlas goes by next week?
Exactly.
So listen to this.
It's not next week. Sorry, it's on Friday night.
The ties to a fictional Kansas City could not be hidden once filming got underway.
Probing imminent.
In late February, the Journal News.
Can't wait.
Which covers New York's Lower Hudson Valley, published a series of photos of the filmmaking underway in White Plains, New York. Spielberg was seen crouching next to a car decked out as a Kansas City Police Department car. A KCPD spokesperson told the Star at the time that the car did not resemble any of the department's cruisers. However, described the car seen on set. It looks like one of our highway patrol cars.
It does. That doesn't look anything like a Kansas City, Missouri police car.
But keep in mind, highway patrol with the, they're silver and they're a little sleeker and they've got the blue lettering.
Mm-hmm.
You will see that and it says KCPD.
Huh.
So this is a premature run, do not walk?
Oh, well, I'm going to go see it just because of the Kansas City nods in it, of course.
Well, the TV station is KCXE.
It's still based in Kansas City.
You know what XE stands for? Extraterrestrial.
Oh, I bet it does. I bet it does.
Wouldn't that be XT?
Sam, I don't need logic.
Okay.
If you don't
so mind. It's extraterrestrial?
Right. That's what that is. Speaking of KCPD.
The T is silent.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did
Everybody
you see what I sent you this morning?
Yeah, tell everybody what you
did. The new uniforms?
Our friends over at the Kansas City. You know how much
press
we love.
Release about the
you
new
know
uniforms.
How much we love the media office at KCPD. You know, we have formed friendships and bonds with those people over the years because we work with them constantly. They are a great group of people that has to deal with us on a daily basis. So we get a news release this morning about a change in uniform coming for Kansas City officers. I thought, oh my gosh, are they changing color? Are they changing their logo? Like, I was just curious. I clicked on it. And the release says, KCPD announces first uniform change in 41 years. And I'm kind of skimming it. Instead of French blue, it's going to be navy blue. Okay. Lighter material. Okay. I'm scrolling down. What are we going to talk about this? And then it, then it says, quoting here from Chief of Police Stacey Graves, you know, and then she's going to weigh in about how excited she is to have a change in uniform for the first time in 41 years.
Of course.
And her quote reads, quote, 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 quote.
In quotes.
Quote, 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 end quote.
Quote, 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 end quote.
Which is clearly the blank template for what, you know, insert chief's quote here. It just says, quote, 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 quote. Immediately they send a retraction and they say,
so
please
funny.
See updated news release. And I wrote to the media department, nah, we're going with the original.
You said that she said, quote, 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 quote.
Quote, quote. Is that 5 quotes or 6 quotes?
I believe it was 5.
Anyway, new uniforms. First time in 41 years.
What they do you are think
navy
about it?
Blue. Quote, 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 quote.
You know what I think?
What?
Quote, 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 quote. Sam, what do you think about the new police uniforms?
Quote.
Nice.
They hate us right now, and I can't stop laughing.
Oh, everybody does it. It happens.
What was the quote? Anybody know?
Quote. Sam?
So we're going to have a new blue on our uniforms?
She was emphatic about the way she felt about the uniforms. Quote.
We did get some other good news out of KCPD today.
Yes.
To actually bring some seriousness back to the program for half a second, where we have 51 new officers in 2025.
Saw that.
We're good. Now only 252 short from where we need to be.
Good.
We're marching.
We're marching forward.
We are.
Good. People would stop criming. We wouldn't need so many officers.
Is it good, or is it good?
It's good. Did you see yesterday, by the way, that someone ripped off our use of the term ne'er-do-well?
Yes, I did. And I'm not happy about this.
Oh, Sam.
Well, they're officially a ne'er-do-well.
Well, clearly, but we use it more like when someone's being an idiot and criming, they're a ne'er-do-well. Mm-hmm. They actually use that term in reference to Rob Reiner's son.
Well, would that be wrong?
No, I think that's not a good use of that word.
He didn't do well very often.
No, ne'er-do-well is more.
It's almost flippant.
It's too flippant. Okay. I agree.
Okay.
He was in court today.
It's too flippant for an alleged homicidal maniac.
Allegedly.
Double homicide.
No, I said alleged.
I didn't hear that. Okay. That's fine. He was in court today. The family has released a statement. Remy and Jake.
Romy. That
is
poor,
it Romy?
R-O-M-Y.
Romy. Romy and Jake Reiner, who are saying, please do not, engage in speculation. Show us some respect. We lost not only our parents, but our best friends.
Yeah.
And by the way, it was her that discovered the bodies. And she had, I think you told me the other day, Billy Crystal.
Came over
and called 911. I just can't even imagine it.
His attorney made about the briefest of statements that this was procedural today.
Yeah.
We've asked for a continuance for the arraignment, I think, till January 7th, a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
By the way, can we get an update on the Brown University shootings?
Yeah, let's do that when we get back.
I find this story and this hunt for this person of interest fascinating.
I was going to say, do we even have an update?
A little bit. There's been a little bit of new information out today.
Off the air, Scott said this to me, and if you zoom in and really look, as grainy as some of that footage is, Sam, he is wearing a very distinct coat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the top third is one color,
and then the
bottom
green,
two-thirds is green.
And it's green on the front and the back. So the upper part of the jacket is black. The lower half, and it's like a square in the back, a square on the front is green.
Well, yeah, so there's a line at the breast line.
Yeah.
Above that is a different color.
Kind of like an old quarter zip.
That's pretty normal.
But but it would also go black down all the way down the sides. So
okay. So
green, a green square in the front lower half, a green square in the back lower half.
So we're looking at people who've bought that coat in the last 10 years?
It's rather specific.
I'm telling you now, the Bridgestone hat with the Boston Bombers.
That's
remember
true.
That? When we get back, I'm going to ask you this. They are asking anyone that was in that area, if you walked by him, if you are this car in this video driving by and you saw him, please call us. How many of us walked by someone today? And if the FBI came knocking and said, who was that person you saw? What would your recollection be?
913-586-7798.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So here is the latest on the mass shooting at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island over the weekend. We are now in day 5 of the search for the gunman. They have some better high-resolution photographs of the person of interest who is, as we mentioned right before the break, wearing a rather distinctive coat. A black skull cap, a mask, obviously. It looks like black pants, but his coat is rather distinctive. It's black and green. It looks black and tan on some of the pictures you might see on television, but it's actually black and green, and it is a green square on the lower half of the front and a green square on the lower half of the back.
What they have asked that I found more interesting today is they have released photos of just everyday citizens mm-hmm. in the background of this dumpy looking guy walking that they want to talk to. And so the new photos look like you think, oh, my God, is that the suspect? No. There are now photos being released of people who may have just been in proximity to him, just mm-hmm. walking their dog, like whatever, just out walking. And they're saying, is this you? Can you call us and tell us what do you remember about this guy? And I thought, look, they are desperate to find him.
Yeah.
Desperate, Scott. And I know they're going door to door. And I know, you know, they screwed it up in the beginning by thinking it was suspect A that had nothing to do with it. So they lost all of that time. When was this? Sunday? Or Saturday?
I believe it was Saturday. Let me double check. Hang on.
This is why I ask. If anyone said to you right now, where were you at 2 p.m. on Saturday? I would have to sit down and really think about that. Mm-hmm. Go through my phone. Okay. Did we go to lunch? Did we go to Home Depot? Like, and then if you said, okay, on Saturday.
It was Saturday afternoon.
Okay. Saturday afternoon. When you were walking to your car in this neighborhood, do you remember a guy walking by you? 99.9% of people are going to have zero recollection of that. Mm-hmm. You know why? There was nothing, you know, someone runs out of a convenience store because they've just robbed the convenience store. We're all trained to look up to see what the height is, remember a couple of things about what he looked like, what he said, what he smelled like, what he was wearing. This is just, did you walk by a random guy?
But yet in court, those eyewitness testimonies have proven statistically to be wrong.
They're almost always wrong, yeah. Scott.
So just because you saw somebody running down a street and he doesn't run, he's just
walking.
Right.
So there would be no reason
to remember him.
To remember him mm-hmm. whatsoever. Now, he is wearing a mask. That's not as normal as it would have been back in 2020. But would I have stopped and stared at some guy that crossed the street in front of me? No.
But see, when I'm in the grocery store or, you know, out in public and I see somebody wearing a mask, the only thing I think to myself is hypochondriac.
No, I think they're elderly or immunocompromised.
Okay. But they did release one specific picture today of what looks like maybe a Brown University student wearing a blue jacket, and they were effusive about he is not a person of interest. He was just in the same proximity.
Yeah.
And we want to talk to him.
He looks like a student.
That's what I just said.
He's got a hoodie on. He's got a blue shirt. He's got a water bottle, blue jacket. It looks like a backpack. Mm-hmm. And so.
And he's near campus.
You would so badly want to be helpful if this was you, Scott. No way anyone's going to remember this guy.
This person of interest was what they called casing today on the news. The Brown University campus for 5 hours.
Okay.
They're looking for, by the way, the other thing they put out today is anybody who was around Brown University between this hour and this hour and drives a Tesla, we want to talk to you.
Oh my gosh, of course. The problem with that is, Scott, the Tesla is not always just recording and saving. If you honk, it will.
Well, they said on the news today, and I don't own a Tesla, you do,
yeah.
that it is constantly recording even when the car is off. If
there's a way through like the mothership to get that footage, maybe. But you can't just call up 3 days ago at noon. It doesn't work like that. Unless
could Tesla do that?
Tesla might be able to do that. The only saving grace here is if he was casing it 5 hours, there has to be so much more surveillance of him, Scott. Mm-hmm. And if you lived there and you saw him walk left by your house, and then let's say you're working out of your home and you're on your computer, and then you saw the same guy walk right in front of your house, maybe he's just out for a walk. Then you see him walk back again, then maybe you take notice of him.
And one thing that they were saying on the news this morning is and I had not heard this term until the last couple of years when people were complaining about Joe Biden's walk, the word gait, G-A-I-T.
Yeah.
I was not familiar with that word.
Oh, he has a weird gait.
He does. And at one point, he's standing in front of a building or a house, and he's pacing. And he puts his hands behind his back as he paces.
Yeah, like almost like a detective would in a bad 1960s movie. As they're walking back and forth and contemplating the evidence.
You were saying earlier, you know, they've got nothing. They're just reaching for anything they can find. But they're asking people, you know, pay attention to the way he walks. He almost walks duck-like. His feet point outward, not straight forward. And also the fact that he puts his hands behind his back. Who walks like that?
They have 15 clips of video in this timeline of this person of interest. 15 clips. Mm-hmm. Question is, where did he go after clip 15, right? And then I believe one of the injured has been released from the hospital. And as they recover, police say we have to hope they will be able to offer something.
I'm getting a lot of criticism for my mask comment. If I offended you, that was not my intent, and I do apologize. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
On getting the police chief on, out of Blue Springs, this is the coolest story, you guys. Blue Springs, according to Channel 41, is set to become Missouri's first flock-safe city. Flock-safe.
What does that even mean?
Using drone technology. Think about a flock of geese, like flying overhead, Scott. The police department will use drones to respond to emergency calls within 2 minutes as part of a 10-year, $4.6 million technology contract. So Blue Springs has approved this 10-year contract to become a flock-safe city. And we'll have to look and see if Kansas has any of these. Introducing drone as first responder technology to enhance public safety operations. The council approved the $4.6 million this week. It expands the police department's existing technology arsenal with advanced investigative features, including drones already that they have for like traffic stuff, license plate readers, right? All right? Drone as a first responder, quoting here from the police chief, Bob Munes. Drones as first responders. is where you fly the drone to the crime, and hopefully your response time is in about 2 minutes. The goal is to get eyes on the scene, whatever that may be, before the officers get there. Then we can say, okay, if an officer is needed at the intersection down the street, or this is a crime scene, or there's no accident here, we can put that officer somewhere else. The city currently operates around 50 Flock license plate reader cameras already. And they also use Flock's live 911 calls streaming into officers' vehicles to reduce response times.
So this might be above your pay grade, and we may need to wait to get the chief on the air. Would they send the drones out like on an accident?
I think it's any 911 call.
To see if it's severe enough that, hey, let's get going, or hey, Officer Bob, take your time. Everybody's out of the car. Everybody seems to be fine.
What about this? What about the 911 hang-up call? What about the swatting call?
Well, but normally,
there's absolutely nothing wrong and nothing going on whatsoever.
But you can't see inside the house.
A drone could certainly get a better vantage point in a safer way than officers surrounding that house in the first couple of minutes,
I'll
couldn't
give you
it?
That. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I think it's brilliant.
All right, so we have a call out to the police department in Blue Springs, and if we can get them on the air, we certainly will bring them to you as quickly as we can. CBS News, the Oscars ceremony is moving to YouTube. Starting in 2029, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced earlier today. ABC.
Wow.
ABC. This is actually bigger than you think. ABC, the Oscars' longtime home, will broadcast the awards ceremony through 2028, but then it moves to YouTube.
Two more years, and that's it.
Two more years.
Wow.
Well, no, three. 2026, 27, 28. So three more Oscars on ABC, and then it moves to YouTube. There is a slow death march for over-the-air television.
For certain types of content, yes. And look at the ratings with the Oscars over the years. Down.
Yeah, although I think this year was actually pretty decent, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not saying that Fox 4 and Channel 9 and 41, Channel 5, that they don't have a future. I think there's always going to be a need and a desire to watch local content.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, just especially like with music radio, you know, there's a slow march towards a different medium to provide that content. And instead of over the air, you know, you wouldn't watch Channel 9 News, Ryan Busby doing the forecast over the air. You would
just come to your phone.
It'll come to YouTube TV. And you get the content when you want it, not when they provide it. So instead of watching it 5, 6, and 10.
Yeah. You know what the problem with that is?
You get your local news content at 7 o'clock at night.
You know what the problem with that is?
What?
How do you monetize it?
The same way you do it now.
No one can figure that out. A couple of newspapers have figured it out. New York Times.
Wall Street Journal.
The Post.
The Washington Post.
Well, they have figured out how to monetize that. God knows I paid the Times to play their games, to read their content, you know. No one else can figure out how to monetize it, Scott. Not in the way that over-the-air broadcasting monetizes it through ad revenue. We're just not there yet.
They do it through traditional digital ads, though. Like, for example, we're now rewatching all of Stranger Things, and each episode's like an hour long. There's 8 commercials. Commercial breaks. That's 3 commercials per commercial break. That's a ton of commercials for a 1 hour.
But you can also pay more to opt out of that, right?
That's true.
So.
But that's how you monetize is you pay more to opt out of the commercials.
I think if you look at the ad rate differential, it's not enough to sustain the affiliates.
But
if they all went digital, they'd all be doing it, Scott.
Well, they're not all doing it because there's still people like you and me who will watch the over-the-air component of, you know, Channel 9, Channel 4, 41, 5. At some point, we're going to die off.
Yeah.
And people like my kids, I can't remember the last time my kids watched anything on television.
I asked them, do you want a television in your new room at the new house? Mm-hmm. And they went, no.
Don't need it. They watch everything on their device. And Maya calls it my shows.
She watches her shows on her phone.
My videos.
My videos. Yeah, that's right. I'm watching my shows, my videos. But as she gets older, for whatever reason, and good on them, people still want to get someone to read them their weather. To show them a map.
Yes.
I mean, I can get the weather on my phone. But I want Brian Busby to tell me what's coming. I want to see the map.
Well, when the you know what hits the fan, that's sure. where,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So there's always going to be a market for it. I just think the medium is changing.
I don't want AI or someone online or someone out of town who doesn't know how to pronounce Olathe telling me where and why to take cover.
You're still stuck on that Olathe thing, aren't you?
I just use it as an example.
Really?
I would prefer our news people understand where they are in the metro and how to say those words.
Well, what I would prefer is that they live in the metro.
Yes.
And what's coming affects them as much as it does me.
You know, we've all had that where you're watching and there's tornadic activity and Busby will say, or Johnny Rollins will say, you know, this is just east of the 95th and Mission Corridor. Like if you're at this grade school, you know, they will point out.
Right.
Streets and blocks and landmarks and things that you're not going to get that anywhere else.
Like the time the tornado ran right by Mill Valley High School.
Yes.
In Western Shawnee.
Yes. Knocked down your owl.
Mm-hmm.
You rebuilt.
I did rebuild.
And you slept through it.
Came back stronger
time.
Than ever.
It was so scary. Like that lady afraid of the spider with the pepper spray.
You're comparing me to a criminal?
No.
That's rude.
In the loosest, most roundabout way possible.
Anyway, so the Oscars are moving to YouTube TV in 2029.
Police in Overland Park today are asking for your help trying to find an idiot in connection with a road rage incident this morning on I-435. Started around 7 a.m. near K-10 and K-7, Scott, in Lenexa, continuing east onto K-10 and then eastbound 435. Multiple gunshots were fired at a victim's vehicle as the incident approached the Quivira Road interchange. Police are looking for the driver and a passenger of a 2017 or 2018 white Chevy Malibu. I'm going to say this again. This was at 7:05.
That's the beginning of rush hour.
In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Tensions are high.
At 7 in the morning? I'm not even up. I mean, let alone had coffee, let alone mad enough at the world to get in some crazy road rage skirmish.
It's because everybody on the road takes everything so personal. Mm-hmm. Your vehicle is seen as an extension of your being.
That is correct.
So if somebody even remotely gets close to threatening your vehicle, I've
told my children, and I tell you now, and Sam, I tell you, 10 and 2, eyes straight forward.
Is everybody driving around with a gun in there?
Yes.
I own guns. I don't have a single gun in my car.
A lot of people drive around with a gun in their car.
Why?
You never know.
You never know what? If you're going to have to shoot somebody on the interstate?
Randomly shoot at someone at 7:05 in the morning.
What
I don't
if somebody shoots at you?
I never know if somebody's going to affront me and I'm going to have to shoot at them.
You may have to defend yourself.
In traffic?
God, not in traffic.
What if that crazy started shooting at you? You're just going to stand there and be
I'll take it. I'm going to pull off to the side of the road and let him keep going.
Correct. You're not going to fire back.
I am not. I would never in a million years.
Well, while you're moving, that's a felony.
I would never in a million, if somebody shot at me in traffic, the last thing I would do would be to shoot back. This isn't the Wild West.
From the text line, and we don't know if this is true or not, guys, I hear, all caps, a lot of gunfire at 435 in Quivira. My house faces 435 and Overland Park Regional. Gunfire at all hours of the day.
My God.
Really?
Kansas City, Missouri police are getting drone 911 drones to come to your house. It's happening. They just approved it.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City.
And Blue Springs.
Missouri is now. I just texted Kansas City PD and I said, hey, Blue Springs is doing this. Why aren't you? We are.
Okay, I
love this story.
I'm just trying to figure out.
I don't. This feels like Skynet's ready to take over.
No, listen, Sam, you call 911. Right. We already have horrible response times issues that are getting better but still bad in Kansas City proper, right?
Uh-huh.
There are too many people calling 911 for frivolous reasons.
Right.
If you can get a drone there in 2 minutes
uh-huh.
to assess the situation, you know,
right.
whatever. If someone calls and says, I'm right here, the house is on fire, you probably don't need a drone to confirm that. But if someone calls and hangs up,
somebody trips and falls on a fireplace poker.
We're late on the break. Let's continue this conversation in a minute because I think I'm on Team Sam here.
I'm scared about this.
No way. Send me a drone. If you can't send me an officer, send me a drone.
913-5- To what? Pick you up and carry you away?
I don't know.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So we're waiting to get somebody on from either Blue Springs or Kansas City, Missouri police who can tell us about these flock safe programs that they have going on in Blue Springs. I think it's a $4 million grant that they're using. And what they do is they claim it will improve response time to roughly about 2 minutes. But instead of an officer coming to your house or wherever you may be, they send a drone out immediately
to assess. Yes, bird's eye view to assess. Think about how helpful these are going to be to end sideshows. The drone will know immediately this is where it's going on.
Okay, in that regard, I can see why it might be useful. But if I'm a 911 hang-up call, I'm more likely than not in my home.
Okay.
Or if I'm being swatted, I'm in my home watching Wheel of Fortune at 6:30 at night. I have no idea I'm being swatted. The drone is only going to take a picture of my house.
Well, the drone can also look in and see that you're sitting there watching Wheel of Fortune through your window.
That's what we want.
I know. I'm just telling you.
I'm telling you.
Does this look like a kidnapping situation? No. It looks like some dude sitting on his couch watching Wheel of Fortune.
What if they can see you getting down with your significant other?
What if I'm on the couch getting it on?
Not life threatening. Also, not a life threatening situation.
No, life producing.
Flock safety cameras are also being used in big box stores.
Dana, do you hear the words that are coming out of your mouth?
This is just to get there quicker than an officer. And then if there's nothing going on, they can say, the drone sees nothing.
Oh, he sees something.
Wait, this is just this for now.
I don't disagree with you, Sam.
This gives me sci-fi movie. Okay. And by the way, if my loved one was impaled, to go back to the example I was giving before the break, if my loved one is impaled by a fire poker because they tripped and fell on it, and you send a drone to be like, oh, yep, looks like you weren't lying. Now we're going to go back and send the fire that we should have sent initially.
Now we've just wasted 2 minutes.
I hope your loved one doesn't bleed out because we wasted time sending the drone.
Think of the scenario of the flash mob robbery, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Everyone starts calling 911. Oh my gosh, these people just ran into this store. The drone is going to be there way faster. We'll get actual photos and surveillance pictures of the getaway cars. Mm-hmm. This will be the end of the flash rob if used correctly. And they're already using these, by the way, in several states. They also have mounted cameras in parking lots, Home Depot, Target, so that when someone runs out, you now don't have to worry about the associate running out and losing their job and say, hey, give me that big screen TV back. The system will literally zoom in and catch all of it.
Who's going to pilot the drone?
I have no idea.
That would be somebody, a police officer,
they'd have to be trained to do it. Yep.
We're taking another officer off the street.
No, they've
so
got,
they can pilot drones.
There's probably... You have to be trained to do that. I know that.
I also take incredible issue with the fact that this is a private company.
Why?
Because they'll sell the data? Store the mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Okay, and
You have a drone. You're giving a drone permission to fly to my house and take pictures of the inside of my home.
Not necessarily.
Because maybe somebody else called 911, and now they have that information that I gave them zero permission to gather?
This would be the exact kind of technology, God help us, they needed at Brown University, where we have a guy in a mask walking away. The drone would have been there in seconds.
That would be a perfect example.
In seconds to follow him around instead of all these grainy photos of this dumpy guy that no one can identify.
The problem is you wouldn't know who you were looking for right out of the gate. We have hundreds of kids racing out of buildings at the Brown. I mean,
but how much more quickly can a drone figure that out than an officer on the street with buildings and stop signs and...
But how do you figure out, of the hundreds of people running down the street, who are we going to follow?
To give up liberty in the name of security is to give up both.
Thank you, Benjamin Franklin. You do not have an expectation of privacy on a public street.
I do in my house, and if you're flying a drone looking in my windows, I got a problem.
I do have a right to privacy in my own home.
What if we just hover over it and listen for screams and we don't look in the window? If I'm being stabbed, I'd like someone to come for help, please.
News coming your way in 2 minutes. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.